You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
Nick Austin, list manager off Carlton. Blair Hartley's giving us the wind-up over here. You're next, Blair. You're next. I know you love the media. What we've got next coming up is obviously Elijah Hollins. He's become a Blue today.
Yeah, very exciting to bring Elijah in and obviously joining his brother Ollie. So great for the family. The boys are pretty pumped and we're up to have him.
How did you identify him as a target to go and join his brother at the club?
Yeah, look, he's got attributes that we like. And as Craig alluded to on Monday, he's probably lacked some opportunity and played a little bit out of position due to their depth. So we see him in the front half causing some chaos and going through that midfield. So, it's a good fit.
You've had a bit else on your plate. I'll throw it over the guys.
Yeah, just with Paddy Dow, obviously, moving out. It's not the first trade period his name was mentioned, but you just felt it was time for him and time for you to see what the future looked like without each other.
I think so. Look, and Paddy's been tremendous. You can't speak highly of how he's carried himself this year, and he stayed ready and took his opportunity when he got it. So it's a good move for him to go and get some senior opportunity, and we're happy to facilitate that for Paddy.
Yeah. Oz, it probably shows the strength of your list, doesn't it? When you can make a decision on a Zach Fisher, for example, who is a good player in the competition, but overall you must be happy where your list sits at the moment.
I think so. Look, a bit like Paddy, it was about the opportunity for Zach, and he had 2 years to run his contract and got offered four, so a great opportunity, and he found himself out of our team when the whips were cracking this year. So again, he'll play some games there, and we get back into the draft, which we're keen to do, so probably works out well for both. Jono,
22 and 28, you probably don't get access to the very top end, but still nice picks and probably able to pick needs as well, I'd imagine, with those two picks.
Definitely, JJ. I think the way we look at the draft, the pointy end's so exciting. You know, but outside that top 10 to 12, it's pretty even. So to get another pick and have two close together, we felt like that was right for us. And we're confident we'll get some good players there.
Do you see it as midfield depth? Is that part of why the decision's been made around Hollins, with, you know, obviously your core group that you've got there, just to add some more layers through the midfield?
Definitely. He's an elite runner. He's a strong tackler. And he's a good ball user. So we feel that, midfield forward is an area that we want to try and bolster to complement what we've already got, and we think Elijah will do a good job there.